No, I think you rarely want a bye week this early because then you have to run off so many straight games. But for us, it kind of came at the right time where we get a chance to just break up all the stuff, you know, not, you know, clear our minds of everything. Obviously, Tuesday was one of those days, and Wednesday everybody wanted to talk about what happened. And so we kind of got a week to get that out of our system now, get back to playing football. And that's all we're here for, and that's all we care about.
Since I was late to the party, just your thoughts on Tony Sperano just taking over.
Jeez, Fallon, you are unbelievable.
You know,
when they hired him, I've heard a lot of great things about him. Played, obviously talked to him a bunch, but played with some guys that were in Miami with him. And he's a straight shooter, and that's all. You know, I mean, he's just going to tell you how it is, and we're going to work. And so I think that's something good for these young guys to understand as well. You know, my second year, I found out what the business of the NFL was about when Byron Leftwich was cut week one, you know, and it changed my whole mindset. It probably was one of the reasons I'm able to play so long or play this long at the position I've been playing at, is because it's a business. You always have to have that mindset. And so that was one of Coach Brown's first things he tells us, is this is a business. We're all renters here, and you have to, you know, pay your dues and do the right thing all the time. And that's what we did today. You know, like I said, since you were late, we came in, watched the tape of the four games, just some cut-ups, and studied ourselves. And then after that, you know, got out to practice and are now on to San Diego. We put that all behind us and are on to San Diego.